This is From Lost to Hope with your host, Jackie Stubblefield. I walk alongside you who have lost loved ones, home, and health to a place of hope and joy as we study and trust in the truth of God's Word. This is episode 34. Trust Jesus. Lean not on your own understanding. We've been studying how to trust Jesus in difficult situations, and we've been looking at Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. This lesson will be about the second line of verse 5. Lean not on your own understanding. Last lesson, we studied the first line. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. We found that trusting Jesus wholeheartedly is complete when we have unwavering trust. What does the Bible say about God's wisdom and understanding? John 3:13-18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds and the humility that comes from wisdom. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Where do we find God's wisdom and understanding? Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. And we see from crosswalk.com that they quoted, the Bible famously declares that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But that phrase has often been misunderstood. Fearing God does not mean being afraid of him. We never need to fear that God, who is pure love, will hurt us. There's another meaning to the word that's translated as fear in the Bible, the word all. Fearing the Lord means having an overwhelming sense of reverence for God's power that inspires awe in our souls. What is Psalm 111:10 saying? Well, number one, wisdom begins with our respect and awe of who God is. Number two, to rely on God's understanding, we need to be in his word and applying it in our lives. Number three, we need to continually praise and honor him in his leading. Psalm 2:11. Discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you. You know, Jesus is not about rules and regulations. We could see that with his attitude about the Pharisees. But he wants to protect us. He guards us with his love. Proverbs 3:13. Blessed are those who find wisdom. Those who gain understanding. When we rely on God's wisdom and understanding, we're blessed. How much better is that than the pain of our own wisdom? What does the Bible say about trusting your own understanding? Proverbs 20:24. A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way? The Expositor Bible Commentary, Old Testament, says, God's control of our lives is beyond human comprehension. This proverb asks a rhetorical question regarding this topic. Since the steps of a mighty man are from the Lord, how then can anyone discern or understand his way? How can we delude ourselves into thinking that we do not need the Lord when even a strong person's activities are divinely prepared? Psalm 118:8. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. Now we need to look at our own experiences as Christians. Let's see, who in our life has proved their faithfulness in helping us in times of need? That might tell us a little bit right there. Proverbs 12:2. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. When we're making decisions, often some of the solutions appear to be okay or to be better. But as we seek Jesus' counsel in prayer and scripture, a lot of times these options are dropped because we now, through the Holy Spirit, see it in a different light. Here's a biblical example of leaning on your own understanding. Let's look at King Saul's example. Samuel said to Saul, "I'm the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his people Israel. So listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came from Egypt. Now go, attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle, sheep, camels, and donkeys." Then Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way from Havilah to Shur, near the eastern border of Egypt. He took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and all of his people he totally destroyed with the sword. But Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lambs, everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak they totally destroyed. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, "I regret that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions." Now the Lord had given Saul instructions on what to do. Now sometimes we don't understand why God is doing something that maybe we don't like. Saul did not fully follow God's instructions because he thought his way was better. In our own life, we can usually see instances when we either ignored God's ways or we just didn't ask. Either way, we are neglecting what we know to be right. How do you trust Jesus when you don't understand? Let's look at Isaiah 55:9. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Isaiah 40:28. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." It's hard sometimes to accept what's happening in our life as what the Lord has allowed. We have to go back to what we know. Who is God? And do we accept that He is sovereign? Do we remember that He is above our thinking and His way is best? The Lord promises good to His children. This is where trust comes in, wholehearted trust. It doesn't come naturally. I can attest to that. We have to reach way down into our souls and trust the only true, reliable God. Psalm 19:21. "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." Many ideas of what we think is good comes across our minds when we're making a decision. The Lord's purpose is what will come out in the wash. Conclusion, Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what the will of God is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Many times we wonder, what's God's will for my life? This is trusting Jesus and leaning not on our own understanding. It's the same with any decision. Everything is about God's will. Number one, we are giving our life to Jesus Christ to do His will. Number two, we're worshiping when we do this. Number three, we do not need to conform to the world and its thoughts. Number four, transformation happens as we renew our mind in Scripture and fellowship with Jesus. Then we can know His will. Trust Jesus and lean not on your own understanding. Please remember to subscribe to From Lost to Hope to receive notification of the next podcast.